A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Brewski, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
An 18-year-old girl found hidden under a bed on a cruise ship. A 16-year-old step-sibling now labeled a suspect, a stepmother pleading the Fifth Amendment, a custody battle detonating back on land, and a biological mother posting a 13-minute meltdown online, airing a lifetime of instability and blame. This isn't just a death on a ship. It is a collapse of two entire families at once. Today, we're digging into what investigators are actually dealing with here and what is going on and what is happening in the Anna Kempner cruise homicide case, as we try to figure out the details. Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer with us to help us break this down. I know you've been watching this from the beginning, as have we. And at first it was, well, you know, somebody dies on a cruise ship. It is the FBI's jurisdiction to go in, see what's going on. We didn't really know the details at first. And it seems every single detail we've gotten has gotten darker and stranger and more confounded with chaos than the last. Let's dig into what's going on here. You have the concealment, from what we understand, of Anna Kempner's body under a bed in a cabin with her family, and a minor step-sibling now listed as a suspect. From your experience, what does it tell you about the direction this investigation is going right now?
Well, the investigation always goes in the direction of who had opportunity. And that's the big signaling right here. Who had opportunity was the 16-year-old stepson. They were sharing a cabin together. Again, separate beds. There were two bunk beds and a separate bed that Anna was supposed to be sleeping in. And when that housekeeper found that the body, when she removed the mattress, you know, that's when everything blew up. Who would have opportunity to cause this and to place the body there?
This seems like it's going to be pretty straightforward on who is going to be looked at as being responsible for this, considering it's a cruise ship. There's only usually one way to get into a cabin in most cases. I don't know that we have that confirmed yet in this, but you have the door, you have a key card that's going to log in and out. You have security cameras, I'm sure, going up and down that hallway. I'm going to be shocked if there's not. So you pretty much are going to see anyone coming and going from that room. And at the same note, also noting who's not going from that room, who went
Tony,
in
let
and
me
who
ask
never
you
came out.
Let me interrupt for just a second. You've been on some cruises recently. I went on a cruise when I was 8 years old. I'm not going to say how long ago that was. Tell me what you've noticed about security on ships.
That everything is monitored.
Like everything.
I mean, everything is monitored. I mean, you can't make a purchase with cash. Everything is going to be on a card. Everything's going to be monitored. They're going to have cameras on. It's a Carnival ship. It's a Horizon. So it is a more modern ship. You're going to have all of that. Everything is going to be logged in some way, shape, or form, I would think. And the fact that you have that, I mean, there's not a lot of room to be looking at other people in this case, is there?
I don't think there really is, no. Especially now we have confirmation, and this is brand new information. The grandparents who were on that cruise are speaking up, and they mm-hmm. said specifically he was the only one in that stateroom.
Yikes.
Yeah. You can't really walk that one back. We don't have any arrests as of this exact moment in time, I would imagine. That probably can't be very far off, can it?
No, you know, there's just separate steps because of the minor. You know, mm-hmm. federal can't adjudicate a minor.
Okay.
So because of that, there's going to be a hearing, and they're going to have to be waived up to trial as an adult, or mm-hmm. it's have to be transferred to a local jurisdiction. Those are really the only two options unless you're on an Indian reservation.
How do you address, I mean, what is protocol for interviewing a juvenile in a case like this? I assume it would be different. I mean, you're dealing with a child, so you've got to make sure you don't traumatize them, but they're also a suspect too. So what's different in this case as far as interviewing?
My understanding is he was not interviewed because he was absolutely hysterical after it docked. He was taken away to the hospital because of mental analysis. And so I don't believe he was interviewed, and I doubt that they would have made a run at him, if you will, at that time, with as little as they would have known, you know, hysterical person leaving the ship. And certainly a lawyer would be in play now. And also the permission of parents is critical. So you're not going to have any of that. I don't see him ever being interviewed until way later down the road.
But let's talk about, so everyone's clear on who was all staying in that room with Anna Kempner. We have Anna. We have the 16-year-old suspect, correct? And was there not also her younger step-sibling or brother as well? Is that correct? The 14-year-old was there too?
The step-sibling is my understanding.
Okay. So three people to this room?
Three people.
Okay. And it's the 16-year-old that is being looked at as the suspect, right? That's the that's the step-sibling of the third wife that has come in, and the 14-year-old would be the I believe half brother of Anna, if I'm correct, from the second marriage, which would have been to the one that he married, that there's a lot of question about. We go back to 2008 of, was that the babysitter that those? Yeah.
So I need a flow chart. You guys can do you have a whiteboard you could write this on for me?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, this is such the dynamics of this case get crazier and crazier. And a lot of it doesn't necessarily, you know, have to do with the death here of Anna Kempner, but it has to do with the chaos to which she grew up around. What's been your reaction to all of this chaos as we learn layer by layer? None of this is neat and tidy as we have it come to light.
Well, anytime you have a 16-year-old as a possible suspect of a murder, and with a chokehold, strangulation by chokehold, arm bar, anytime you have something that is that violent, and not against a stranger, but against a purported loved one, you know that there are likely issues going on behind the stage. This would not have just happened. Mm-hmm. This is something, in my opinion, and in my experience, that would have evolved.
This is going to be interesting because you don't necessarily, it's hard to know, was this, you know, premeditated? Was this not? Was this an accident? Was this, you know, I don't want to say horseplay, because anybody that's doing a chokehold, I think you go beyond horseplay. But I remember just being a kid, you know, so many adults would be like, ah, it's horseplay. Like, I literally couldn't breathe. If your idiot son did this a little bit longer, I'd be dead. And I think many kids have grown up feeling that way. Unfortunately, in this case, it looks like someone's dead. So to cross the line into homicide versus tragic accident, how are they going to start going down that road, and how do you determine what is what?
Well, first of all, when you're talking about this particular hold, and this is a hold that the FBI taught for years, we called it the carotid hold, where it cuts off the oxygen to both of those, to the carotid artery. And essentially, you would collapse within seconds if it's applied properly. And I've personally applied it, trained with it. It's something that's extremely effective, especially if you're a smaller person on a larger person, to help gain control. But to kill somebody is a whole different story. This is minutes and minutes and minutes of applied pressure to finally make the brain dead, lack of oxygen. This is nothing. In other words, within seconds, he should have realized, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
She's passed out in my arms. So this was much more ravaging of attack than just a simple chokehold.
Yeah, this isn't goofing around. I mean, to do this, like you said, it takes minutes. There would have to be some actual thought while this was taking place. I can't imagine, unless we're dealing with somebody who's not mentally there and could comprehend what's going on. That's another piece that I'm questioning. Do we have somebody who maybe isn't in touch with reality? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we know per the grandparents, they loved this young man very much. They said they considered him just like they considered all their grandchildren, very close to them. And so it's been quite tragic. But he apparently said, he told within earshot of the grandmother, I don't remember what happened. So I thought that that was very interesting, because that is going to be a spontaneous utterance that, of course, the Bureau can possibly use, especially if the story ends up changing. But it's a horrible case, and I agree with you. This was a savage attack. Remember, we have reports of bruising on either side of the neck. I can tell you, anytime I've applied the carotid, I have never left any bruising, despite possible passing out or near passing out situations.
I mean, you see this sort of behavior in young men. I mean, I remember growing up and seeing boys doing this sort of shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always just, it's the other boys, right? You know. When we get down to this, I mean, it's, you know, it obviously shows, you know, more vengeance than someone who is actually trained in how to do this correctly. But we also are learning more and more about the decisions that were made prior to this cruise even being embarked upon by the adults in the room. Decisions that one would go, why are you doing this? Why are you putting your 16-year-old or your 18-year-old daughter in the same cabin as a 16-year-old boy that supposedly has a bit of a track record with this girl of making her uncomfortable, as we've now heard from the ex-boyfriend, who made a statement publicly last week? He was making allegations, essentially stating that he was on a FaceTime call, and the now suspect, 16-year-old boy, had gotten on top of her and was doing something somewhat similar as well at home on a FaceTime call. And he was concerned and he was worried. And he said, this was not okay. I guess it goes down into the question of, were the parents ever aware that this dynamic existed, or did they just, you know, put the blinders on and go, oh, you know, we're just, you're going to do what we're going to tell you to do because we're the grownups and we're paying for the cruise. So you're going to stay in this room together. There's a lot of questions there.
Well, if we believe the former boyfriend, which I had no reason not to believe him, I saw the interview. It was very spontaneous. and he seemed to be truthful. He said that he tried to tell the parents that they just blew it off and didn't really believe him. And that's troubling. And I mean, the bottom line is, if somebody in the family who's 16 years old tried to mount my daughter, I would no way allow them to room together in a stateroom. She should have been in with the parents. And I would say, listen, hindsight is 20/20 normally, and I wouldn't try to be judgmental on that decision. But look at the information that's coming out now about the problems.
Well, it doesn't seem like boundaries and dealing with reality on reality's terms are this family's strong suit in any way, shape, or form. If we look at the pattern of behavior to see how they have demonstrated that or the lack thereof over the years, if these allegations are true. What did you, I want to make note of this, because I watched that interview last night with that boyfriend who was giving it in the parking lot. And then very quickly also being swept away, I believe probably by his parents. Some adult came up and very quickly, come on, let's keep going. Stop talking to the reporters. What did you make of that? Or just a parent realizing, what you are saying might be true, but it's also extremely liable to be saying these things out loud.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, but of course, it's not liable if it is true.
True.
What I always just, I can't imagine being an FBI agent right now. And I'm fairly recently retired. Mm-hmm. But the blow up of cases and slews and everything that happens on social media, and really something that I never saw in my cases, the witnesses that I interviewed, I always told them, please don't speak with anybody, because it will only hurt your case. Don't speak with anybody. We have the grandparents speaking, the boyfriend speaking, an uncle speaking. It's amazing to me how many people want to risk justice in these cases. I don't understand why they go out and are talking. And the reason I say that is some of them have very pertinent information and information that could help either exonerate or convict this individual. And anytime you give a statement, it's in perpetuity. It lasts forever. And you can't change it. So if later on, 3 years from now, say, we're in court and they change it a little bit, defense attorneys jump on everything they did. I don't understand why they're not staying in the background, but that's coming from FBI agents.
Yeah.
Well, and they probably don't understand the implications of just talking in a parking lot. Oh, I just said one or two sentences. Well,
I guess the question is, why has the FBI not gotten to them prior to them doing that?
It's a better question.
Well, we don't know that they haven't gotten to them. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think they have likely interviewed these individuals and they're talking anyway.
Oof. It's interesting.
Don't they warn them, though? I'm sorry, Tony.
They warn them, but there's no power. There's no real teeth in it other than to say, listen, do you want justice? You know, if you don't care, go on and blab all over. But if you can't, you be quiet.
But is that more a product of where we are today, where we've seen too many cases where there is no justice? Where, okay, you want justice, then shut up. Okay, great. That may be how it used to work out in many cases, but I think we've seen so many examples where, we shut up, we followed the rules, and justice never comes. So we want the world to know our story before anybody else, because there's that new factor in there that I think hadn't existed so much in court cases in the past, and that's the public pressure. There's always been a certain amount of it, not to the insane level that exists today, where if you can get a nation behind you on a relatively small case, you're going to have a lot more people making sure their I's are dotted and their T's are crossed. And I'm wondering if more of them are going, you know what, I'm going to put my investment, I'm going to put my money on that narrative, on that way of doing things, and making sure everyone here is backing me up versus you doing your job competently.
Yeah, I think you make such a great point. And I think there's also a sense of just emotional factor here where, you know, these grandparents are so distraught and they want to tell their story and they do want to keep eyes on this and make sure justice is served.
Well, and I think the reality too is this. If you have a family unit, a family system that has, and I don't know that they've been screaming about this or saying anything. The other case I'm thinking of is the Melody or the Ashley Buzzard case, the Buzzard whole situation where obviously now you have Melody who's missing, but you have the grandparents, you have, I believe, an uncle or an aunt all saying, for years we've been saying this, we've been reaching out and saying to the system, there's a problem here. Mm-hmm. We need to do something. We need intervention, and intervention doesn't come. We've been asking the system to do their job, and it doesn't. And if you just watch those things at play over and over and over, it's hard to have any sort of faith in any sort of system that has failed over and over. I mean, just look at the dynamics of this family. Look at the chaos that this girl grew up in, Anna Kempner, grew up around. Now, it's not a crime, the poor decisions and choices that her parents continued to make over and over, although it looks like some of them sure as hell bordered on it, or just were not prosecuted or were not pushed for charges. But at that same point, it's chaos. It's damaging. And if you're on the sideline, you're the grandparent, you're an aunt or an uncle that are not directly in that unit, and you're just watching this chaos unfold and the system allowing it to fester, yeah, I think I'd be going to social media too, rather than saying, well, how do I trust you to do anything, considering nobody else in authority has been had any sort of way to step in prior to this, and now shit really has hit the fan.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a great point.
Yeah, it's not to discount the investigator's work, and it's got to be frustrating as shit if you are just trying to do your job and do what you believe is best for that family. But I think that might be why we see more of that today than we have in the past. What sort of protections does the FBI have to balance here for a minor suspect, for a grieving family, and for a potential criminal investigation at this point?
The Juvenile Delinquency Act, that is what spells out what can and cannot be done in terms of adjudication of a juvenile. Look, the federal system is not set up for juveniles, period. And that's why they're not adjudicated in the federal system. What happens is there's a hearing, and either they can move to have the person waived up to adult status, especially in crimes involving violence, heinous, heinous crimes. I don't know if this will rise to that, if it is the step, brother. A lot mm-hmm. will depend on if he premeditated all of this.
Yeah.
That and anything he said about this. The only other, and what normally happens, Tony, when I say normally, 90%+ of these cases, they roll over to the local jurisdiction.
Local jurisdiction on something like this being on a cruise ship, what is it?
It's going to be the jurisdiction where that boat docked, which I believe is Miami-Dade.
Okay. So it doesn't go back to where they're from. It is where it's based.
Let me ask you this. And this may be more of a legal question, but I'm curious if you know the answer. Could the family face any sort of charges? Could the parents face any sort of charges if, in fact, it is shown that what the boyfriend is claiming, that he did warn the family, that Anna had expressed to them that she felt uncomfortable or unsafe around the stepbrother? This is all pure speculation based on the statements made by the boyfriend. If they ignored that, if they said, yeah, we're going to put you in the same cabin no matter what.
Our child endangerment, that's the statute that comes to mind. Yeah. And then, of course, after everything happened, was anything done for obstructing the investigation and obstructing the cruise? This is the issue with any cruise ship case, mm-hmm. is it happens out at sea typically, and you have to wait for that ship to get back. And the crime scene, just so much can be manipulated, not in terms of the key cards and not in terms of the videos, but just in terms of that scene. Remember, there's not going to be any videos inside that cabin.
Sure.
So that's, you know, I keep thinking about the life jackets and the blankets and how everything was found. And I just don't know who all was traipsing in and out of that room in the time after they made it, you know, headed back.
Let me ask you this too, because Anna was 18. So she was an adult technically, or would she be viewed as a minor I don't believe, was she still in high school?
She's still in high school. She okay. was senior, getting ready to graduate in May.
So would she be looked at as a minor under the law in terms of parental protection and things of that? She had been 17 and this happened, but she was 18. So are they still legally under anything where that would be an effect of providing the protection and be legally liable of putting her in that room or not putting her in that room if they had known that there was a risk or that there had been threatening behavior, that she had expressed that there was anything uncomfortable, whatever it may be? Does that 18-year-old mark make a difference in something like that?
It does. It really would negate that that situation, in my opinion. Florida, I believe the age of adulthood is 18. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, she would not be considered a minor.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Another layer that in this case that just keeps getting darker and stranger by the day. Hopefully, they can start to get some answers and get on a clear path. As heartbreaking and chaotic as this family is, there's certainly far worse families out there. But you know, you keep chaos in a bottle for so long, eventually it breaks, and it looks like that's what took place here. We'll keep watching it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.